Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now, from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story. Mayor Johnson says his team has been negotiating with aldermen and other stakeholders for days about his controversial property tax increase plan. And on the eve of a city council meeting called specifically to reject it, the mayor is not saying how much the final increase will be. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore just came from a news conference in the mayor's office. He's now live on the news line from City Hall with an update. Good afternoon, Craig.
Good afternoon, Lisa. And he is playing those cards still close to his chest. And indeed, a majority of city council members have already set that special meeting. It might happen tomorrow, but it looks like it could also happen the next day to vote down the levy for the mayor's proposed $300 million property tax hike. And they have extended budget hearings into December to allow for making changes to the plan. Mayor Johnson was asked if he's ready to make changes given the pushback.
Well, I don't necessarily consider it as pushback. I'll say it like this. So as a public school teacher, sometimes we do things to get people's attention. And so now that we have the attention of everyone, I've said from the very beginning, this is a proposal. I'm a collaborative mayor. For the first time in the history of Chicago, you're actually seeing that type of collaborative approach.
And the mayor repeatedly called himself the collaborator in chief, though some aldermen say he wasn't willing to listen to their ideas before now. He would not sign on to any particular new ideas. You should know that by law, Chicago must have a balanced budget by the end of the year. Live at City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Craig, thanks so much. The mayor also today reiterated his support for the Chicago Bears' continued effort to locate a new stadium in the city, but he didn't comment specifically on what may be a new direction for those talks. Crane Chicago Business quotes sources as saying the team is now exploring the old Michael Reese Hospital site in Bronzeville as the home for a new stadium. The talk around the old hospital site follows a cool reception from state leaders to the team's plan to remake Chicago's Lakefront Museum campus around a domed football stadium. The hospital, by the way, closed back in 2009.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help from mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A woman is suing the Westchester School District after her former teacher and coach was charged with sexual abuse in August. Attorney David Rashid says Don Chester, formerly Don Lack, abused his client when she was in sixth and seventh grade from 1998 to 2000.
During that period of time, her teacher began a letter writing campaign to her that was grooming in nature and disturbing. The school sponsored an overnight event in Wisconsin, at which point Don Lack inappropriately touched our client.
Rashid says the lawsuit asks for fair and just compensation for all his client has been through. We've heard a lot of stories over the last few years about convicted criminals who have been cleared of charges after new evidence comes forward. Now, prosecutors across the state have access to a new research and resource designed to keep innocent people out of prison. WBBM's Terry Keschner is here at the Anchor Desk with more on how this works. Terry.
Yeah, Lisa. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says the new Conviction Integrity Unit will investigate claims of actual innocence to determine whether new credible evidence substantially proves the innocence of those serving time for crimes that they did not commit.
The conviction must have been for a forcible felony, which involves the use of threat of physical force or violence against an individual that results in great bodily harm, such as murder, criminal sexual assault, aggravated battery. The applicant must make a claim of actual innocence and be incarcerated, currently serving time.
Raoul was joined at today's announcement in the West Loop by several state's attorneys, including Jamie Mosser of Kane County.
What's important to note about a conviction integrity unit is that word integrity. That means you have to have a belief in that conviction, a belief in the justice that happened at the end. And if you don't have somebody who's able to monitor that, to look into that, to make sure the ends of justice actually are met, then people will not have faith in us as prosecutors.
The Conviction Integrity Unit is being aided by a $1.5 million grant from the Justice Department. Live at the Anchor Desk, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
A young boy in Tennessee wants to be a surgeon when he grows up, thanks to a doctor from Northwestern Medicine.
I want to work on lungs to make people feel better.
Luke Bucciarelli is only 6 years old, but he already knows he wants to be a thoracic surgeon after watching YouTube videos of Dr. Sam Kim from Northwestern Medicine performing a lung cancer surgery using a Da Vinci robot.
It has a different joy levers, so it's kind of like a video game.
Dr. Kim was surprised to find out that the video inspired a kindergartner in Tennessee.
We made this video 2 to 3 years ago for our patients who have lung cancer or who needs a thoracic surgery, because a lot of patients get scared and they don't know what's going on inside the operating room.
Dr. Kim says he's glad to see the video is also inspiring a new generation of doctors. And to thank Luke, he recently FaceTimed him to give him a video tour of the operating room, including an up-close look at a Da Vinci robot. Mai Martinez, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
City Colleges of Chicago celebrating the expansion of Malcolm X College's West Campus in Austin.
A major part of the expansion includes a new community center for training and learning. It will serve as additional recreational and meeting spaces for students, as well as an event space. The $17.5 million expansion is the second of a three-phase expansion plan for the campus that mostly serves nursing students. To celebrate the new space at the former Westside Learning Center, City Colleges will host a groundbreaking ceremony Thursday. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And a new study by the Field Museum and the U of I shedding light on a horrific incident that took place in Kenya more than 125 years ago. The study analyzed the remains of two man-eating lions that have been on display at the field for over a century, found in earlier studies to have attacked and killed at least 28 railroad workers before being shot dead. Researchers looked at hairs that were recovered from the teeth of the Tsavo man-eaters, confirming the details of the 1898 incident, as well as they learned more about the overall diets of the animals. Here's 670 The Score's Mike Esposito. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lisa. Thank you very much. The Bears came into the season with big offensive expectations thanks to the top draft pick, a bunch of new skilled position players, and a new offensive coordinator. And now, due to that unit's failures, that coordinator is gone. After only half a season, Shane Waldron let go today. He's replaced by Thomas Brown, who was the passing game coordinator and now gets elevated to OC. Bears linebacker TJ Edwards was asked about Brown earlier on our sister station, 670 The Score.
I know dude is just an absolute workhorse. I mean, he's a hands-on guy who wants to see everything that the players are seeing, and a guy who truly loves what he does. And I know that he's going to bring some juice. I do. I know he's going to bring some energy.
We'll see how that energy translates this week as the Packers come to town on Sunday. Bears 4-5, Packers 6-3. Basketball, the Sky introduced new head coach Tyler Marsh today. While the Bulls are idle tonight after their loss to the Cavs last night, they hit the road to battle their old buddy Tom Thibodeau and the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott will have season-ending surgery. He had an injured hamstring. It was questionable whether or not he'd come back. Now, he will certainly not. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WB.
In Wisconsin, the Supreme Court has heard oral arguments about the state's 19th century abortion ban.
The ban, dating to 1849, has no exceptions. The Republican DA for Sheboygan County, Joel Ermansky, asked the court to overturn a lower court ruling last year that invalidated the ban. A judge ruled it did not apply to consensual abortions. Here are liberal justices Jill Karofsky and Rebecca Dallet during arguments.
I fear that what you are asking this court to do is to sign the death warrants of women. This is the world gone mad.
So in 1849, we're talking about a time when the only people that had rights were white men.
The ban was in place until the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Roe v. Wade in 1973, legalizing abortion nationwide. Lawmakers, however, never repealed the ban. Those arguing in support of reinstatement say it was reactivated 2 years ago when the court overturned Roe. The court leans left by 4-3. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Peoria. This public broadcasting TV station wants people to know that they are not responsible for the large Trump flag that was seen flying from their transmitting tower late last week. The station CEO said they are working to take the flag, which is about 200 feet above the ground, down in the safest way possible. She added that a police report has been filed and the station is working to contract a climbing crew to remove the flag, but it could take a day or two. Leaders in Westchester School District 92.5 say they have no comment on a new lawsuit that accuses the district of not doing enough to protect a former student from the advances of a teacher and coach who's now facing criminal sex abuse charges. Here's WBBM's Carolina Garibay.
The lawsuit filed last week claims that Westchester Middle School teacher and volleyball coach Dawn Chester, formerly Dawn Lack, sexually abused a student when she was in 6th and 7th grade from 1998 to 2000.
During that period of time, her teacher began a letter writing campaign to her that was grooming in nature and disturbing. The school sponsored an overnight event in Wisconsin, at which point Dawn Lack inappropriately touched our client.
The woman's attorney, David Rashid, says school authorities failed to report Chester.
The school investigated and apparently advised Ms. Lack to resign. No reports were filed with DCFS. No criminal reports were filed. And as a result, this individual went on to teach at a different area middle school for over 20 years.
Rashid says the lawsuit asks for fair and just compensation for all his client has been through. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.